racing fans.
It's time for the fastest hour on radio.
Dirt Racing Wrap-Up
on ESPN Cambridge. Dirt Racing Wrap-Up. It's sponsored in part by Mallet's Concrete, Beth Glass CPA, Watson Ruppel, Whitey's Wood Service, Posky Performance Parts.
And here we are, kids. Another week of Dirt Racing Wrap-Up with Bill and Lee. Gentlemen, how are you?
All good, good, good.
Finally. Lots of our fans waiting on you to get that thing geared up, man.
No, hey. Gave him time to join us.
This is old dog learning new tricks, so shut up.
All right. Here with some new tricks coming up. Getting ready to just go Facebook Live with the show every week and kind of doing away with our local radio ESPN network. They're dropping them up here, so we'll make it work. We'll stay on the air.
Yep, this time in a couple of weeks, it'll be Nash Icon Country.
Country, huh?
Well, we got that to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got a lot of listeners joining us here on Facebook.
We do. We got a lot of stuff to cover.
Yes, we do. Today. Go ahead and hit what's coming up this week.
All right. So, and I just created this name on the way down because I am somewhat of a genius.
Okay.
So we're going to start calling this thing the Sling and Dirt Productions Weekly Race Schedule. So I just trumped the Dirt Racing Wrap-Up.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, it's going to be fine because that's what I'm doing.
Oh,
all right.
You got right ahead then, brother.
All right, so here's what we got, folks. This is your weather-permitting upcoming weekend of racing. So Friday, Amish Hilltop has a 1500 to win late model show. Attica has the All-Star Rainout Show. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And Jackson County is having their grand reopening. Scott, you're looking at me. Can you not hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm just in awe.
Are you mesmerized by my?
I am mesmerized. Radio. Actually, the light from the top of your head's blinding me. But
hair jokes. All right. Anyways, before Scott really,
yeah, he's got jokes.
Legendary Hilltop regular show, and they're running mod lights and many late models down there. Sharon has the Lucas Oil up there. Lima Land's opening their season, and I-77 has the Next Generation Kids Night. That's all going on Friday, so hopefully Mother Nature cooperates with us. Saturday, go ahead. Maybe another snow. Saturday, we got Atomic is the Dan Reno. And they moved that up 2 hours. I guess they're going to start 2 hours early, I would say, probably because of the temperatures. I have no idea why. Wayne County, which should be a great show, All-Star Sprints and Late Models. Tyler County has the Bridgeport Equipment, and they're having a gold rush for the kids. And the Valley has a regular show. And Midway has the King of Hillbilly Hill, 5,000 to win late models.
2,000 to win for modifieds.
So that should be a good show, but I think that's probably going to get soggy.
Yeah, you know, I looked. They had 100% chance of the dirty word down there today, about a 60% chance of tomorrow with it dropping in the 30s. Only warm them back up in the 50s. It just makes a mucky, muddy mess.
Yeah, down there it doesn't take a whole lot of water to make that a mess.
No. So, I mean, if I was promoting that show with, I don't know, $20,000 to $30,000 purse, I'd probably pull the plug on that thing. It'd be all right if you're doing a regular show, but, I mean, he's paying $5,000 to win for late models, $2,000 for modifieds, and think decent start money. So you got to figure he's got a pretty good purse. I don't know. Just saying. I know they're anxious to get out of the gate, but I believe temperatures get down to 30s. I'd probably pull the plug on that one. But we'll see. If it happens, that's where I'll be Saturday night. What's your plans this weekend?
I'm probably not going to. If I do anything, and this is lucky, I'm going to get on my parents. I might blast over and hit Tyler County. Might be the place where it's above freezing to go.
Yep.
Temperature wise. So we'll see what happens. And I know you're going to be at Midway if they race, correct?
Yep. Be down there either announcing or being a race director, one or two. Maybe both. Who knows?
All right. You want to talk about the Lucas Oil Show?
Sure. Friday night, I took in my first race in action of the 2018 season, went down to Lucas Oil. Scott Blomquist led her flag to flag, led all 50 laps of the Buckeye Spring 50 down there. 50-year-old Hall of Fame driver. Becomes a seventh different driver this year to pick up a Lucas Oil win. Fast Times Group A, Earl Pearson Jr. Fast Time in Group B, Scott Blomquist. He was fast overall. Ibox Heat Race Springs won 10 laps. Top four moved on to the big dance. Don O'Neill picking up the win, followed by Earl Pearson Jr. Man, that was dandy. Them two traded paint the whole friggin' race, man. It was awesome. Jared Hawkins come home third, and Mason Ziegler moving on. Coming up short, Tyler Carpenter, Kyle Bronson, Cody Evans, and Mark Frazier.
All right, FK Rods Heat 2 went to Tim McCready, followed by Jimmy Owens, the youngster Hudson O'Neill, Frank Heckenhast, Michael Masarok. How do you say that guy's name? Who is that?
Maresca.
There you go. So I need a Fresca. RJ Conley and Dennis Erb Jr.
He's a big block driver out of New York, first year in the late models, and looks like he's getting hard after it. FK Rod ends, be Simpsons Performance Products Heat Race 3. Same dance, 10 laps, top four moving on. Black Sunshine, Scott Blomquist picking up the win, followed by Greg Satterley. Blomquist dominated that heat. Coming home third, Bobby Pierce, then it was Josh Richards. Coming up short, the Jeepster. Hauling all the way down from Michigan, Jeep Van Warmer. Then it was Daryl Lanigan and Boone Briggs.
And the QA1 Heat 4 went to Devin Moran, followed by Dave Hess, Brandon Shepard, Eddie Kerr, Steve Casebolt, Jaggy Boggs, and Jonathan Davenport have no idea what he was doing back there, and Rod Conley.
Brand new car, first night out on it.
That's no excuse.
They were having to get her dialed in. No excuse. Penske Racing Shocks B Main number one finished 12 laps, top six moved on. Tyler Carpenter dog stomped him, looked good in that B Main. Followed by Braden Florida's Kyle Bronson, then it was Daryl Lanigan, Jackie Boggs, Rod Conley, and Dennis Erb Jr. Coming up short, Michael Maresca, Jonathan Davenport. He had to take a provisional, get in the show. Then it was Jeep Van Warmer, Cody Evans, Mark Frazier, Boone Briggs, Steve Casebolt, and not making a start, RJ Conley.
All right, that takes us to the feature. And you just mentioned a little bit ago, Blomquist pretty much dominated the field down there.
Stunk that feature up.
Yeah.
It was a good race if he wasn't there.
Team Zero, baby. Put him in victory lane.
First one of the year.
Yeah, the first of many. Yeah. He's followed by the old veteran Don O'Neill, Tim McCready. Brandon Shepard was fourth, and Davenport, I guess, which started way deep, 23rd.
Yep. About lap 41, I was sitting there hoping, man, hope there's a caution, about 10 to go. I think Davenport got something for him, but it never came, stayed green, and Blomquist killed him. Coming home sixth was Devin Moran, followed by Josh Richards, Bobby Pierce, Jimmy Owens, Mason Ziegler, 11th, Eddie Carrier Jr., Greg Satterley.
And Rod Conley was 13th, Jared Hawkins 14th, and Hudson O'Neill was 15th.
All right, 16th on back, Dennis Erb Jr., the one-man gang out of Cartersville, Illinois. Coming home 17th, Boone Briggs, then it was Kyle Bronson, Michael Maresca.
Mark Frazier was 20th, followed by Heckenhast, Jaggy Boggs, Earl Pearson Jr., Daryl Lanigan, Tyler Carpenter, and Dave Hess Jr.
And Brownstown, following a night, rescheduled from the spring, from the March, got rained out again. So, don't know if they'll get a rescheduled date. Lucas Oil schedule's pretty full. That's actually the only open weekend they had all year long. That's why I think they kind of planned it that way. We talked to Mike Norman from Down Atomic. He kind of explained it that way. Other Friday night track got some racing in. I-77 Speedway got full results from down there. Late model qualifying, Harold Redmond Jr. was quick time. Heat race one went to Derek Dahl, Randy Arms, Bub Crum, and Harold Redmond Jr.
Heat two in the late models went to Chris Garns, followed by Zach Hill, Pete Crum, and Jeremy Blake.
All right, come feature time, Derek Dahl picking up the win, followed by Chris Garns, Harold Redmond Jr., Randy Arms Jr., Bub Crum, Jeremy Blake, Pete Crum, and Zach Hill.
And the still blocks, Zach Milby was your fast time.
Heat race one went to Milby, then it was Johnny Vandell, Corey DeLancey, Tyler Jones, Rex Fronapple Sr.
And heat two went to Brian Hall, followed by Bill Whiten, Larry Longfellow, Colin Holmes, Brian Thomas. I'm going to butcher this guy's name.
Jason Shiel,
and yep. Nicky Pennington.
All right, come feature time.
Milby.
He looked good down at Skyline last year. Starting out on a good note. Zach Milby picking up the win, followed by Corey DeLancey, Brian Hall, Bill Whited, Larry Longfellow, Colin Holmes, Jason Shiel, Buddy Brogan out of Charleston, Tyler Jones, Johnny Vandell, Brian Thomas, Nicky Pendleton, and Rex Fronapple Sr.
All right, we'll go to the modifieds. Aaron Barley picked up the fast time, and then in Heat 1, Aaron Barley was at the Heat 1 winner, followed by Booger Garns, Ryan Williams, Doug Ferguson, and Keith Bills.
All right, Heat 2 went to Sean Jett, T.J. Roush, Cruz Vandal, Chad Roush, and Mike Sorrells. Come all feature time, who was it?
Booger!
Scott's buddy, Booger. Booger Garns picked up a win, followed by Aaron Bailey, Sean Jett, Chad Roush, Keith Bills, Ryan Williams, Danny Ferguson, Cruz Vandel, and T.J. Roush.
Let's go to Sport Mods, and all my right. buddy James Dennis sits fast time. And he also picks up Heat 1, followed by Kendall Hodge, Troy Riff, and Reed Bishop.
All right, Heat 2 went to R.J. Branham, Ed House in the house, and Greg Sanders.
And the feature, James Dennis just keeps on winning just about everything he races.
Cheater car.
I told him that the other night. Reed Bishop was second, Ed House, R.J. Branham, Kendall Hodge, Greg Sanders, and Troy Riff.
All right, your four-cylinders, two of them, but I got to give hats off to I-77, paid a full purse to them guys with just two cars in the class. Travis Holmes picked up the win, followed by Sam Dickel.
Oh, the wife said hello. Hi, babe. Got to be best behavior now.
Oh, my wife's gosh. Mini Wedges heat race. Brandon Mattson picks up the heat, followed by Mac Brookover and Bruce Holmes. Come feature time, carbon copy, Brandon Mattson, Mac Brookover, and Blaine Holmes. So congratulations to Mattson picking up the win.
All right. Let's do
make it quick. We got about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, then you want to – what do you want to do?
Hit it real quick.
Okay. You still have to yell at me. I got feelings. Let's talk about Legendary Hilltop. Let's talk about the late models. All I have is just the winners.
Okay.
Or the features, I should say.
Okay.
And late models, the youngster, first ever finish, and also sporting an SDP logo, is Brandon Francis, followed by Freddie Carpenter, Tony Roush, Ryan Klein, Ed Schumann, Ronnie Mayo, Michael Robinson, Wade Ziegler, Joey Boa, Chris Parks, and Doug Parks.
All right. And just a side note before we forget, Francis is going to be our guest next week right here with us.
That's awesome.
Yep. He picked up his first feature win of the year last week down at Hilltop. And,
which I guess I saw some Facebook Live. Sorry for saying that out loud, but yeah. That was looked like a really good race.
Yeah, him and Freddie. He just outknows Freddie at the finish, and he's going to be our guest next week, so congratulations to Brandon Francis.
Well, we're going
to
take a break, and when we get back, we'll jump back up on these mods. Not jump back up on these mods. We'll jump back on the mod
results. Hit them real quick.
We're going to do that, too.
Hit them real quick.
Okay, then. Rich Michael wins down there again, followed by Coleman Evans, Kyle Bond, Larry Bond, Josh Tonkin, and Tyler Evans. That is a stout field of however many models, six modifieds.
All right. We'll be right back on Dirt Racing Wrap-Up.